Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, hey, I am coming to you from solid ground now. If you've caught any of the earlier shows, you know we've been bumping around in the RV bunker, but we arrived back in Dallas-Fort Worth just yesterday. My house is a wreck, such is the storm of packing and then unpacking and packing and then unpacking and add a four-year-old to the mix, and it's just chaos. Back in DFW, but you know what? It does not mean I can't still bring you a national guest, and I've got a great guest with me today, someone I was hoping to reach out to and maybe even go venture down into his part of the woods, literally North Carolina, while we were out there with the RV. We didn't quite get down there. Took a different direction, but we're gonna hear his story today, and it's a great story. And he's got a we've talked to some passive investors, we've talked to some lead investors. He's got an interesting angle because he's gone a different direction with multifamily. He's done some of those things, but he's also become an independent rental owner, what we call an IRO. And I'll tell you, I personally, as somebody that's transitioning off that single family path into multifamily, that's a decision point for me right now. Do I want to be an IRO? Do I want to be passive? Do I want to be lead? So I'm very interested personally to hear his story. So I'm joined today by Gerard. And again, he's in North Carolina. Gerard, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Andy. It's a pleasure to be on the show with you today.
Hey, I'm glad you could join me. And just for the audience, I had not met Gerard until just recently, in early September at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo down the road here in Irving, Texas. We had a great conversation. And Gerard, I said, I got to get this guy on the show. If you would, if you'd set the table for us, tell us a little bit about your background before becoming a real estate investor and maybe what pushed you in this direction.
Sure, Andy. Well, I grew up in Long Island, New York, and I did all the things that we were taught and are told by society to do. Got really good grades in school growing up. You went to college, got a degree, got a good paying job on Wall Street, contributed to a 401k, and then over time, started wearing down. You know, I wasn't achieving the results that I was looking for as time went on, and I was commuting about 3 hours a day, and I also noticed working on the New York Stock Exchange board, where it's very high-paced, a stressful environment. I also watched how the technology improved over time, where we see a decrease in the workforce, the middlemen being cut out of jobs, and I was a victim of downsize in 2008. So I was able to, there was a lot of change in that year for me, but I was able to onboard with a different job, electronic trading space. So it was a little bit different, but I worked in another 9 years at that job. I would say a turning point for me was in 2015 when I started to speak with a friend of mine who was introducing me to podcasts and real estate investing books, and really started to have a mindset shift then with a possible career change. 2016, I joined a different coaching program, but this was before Lifestyles Unlimited. And one of the scariest days of my life was the day I stopped contributing to my 401k. I'd been contributing 18% to my 401k. I had a very good company matching contribution, depending on the year, could be 50% to 60% contribution. Also in 2016, I was introduced to the Del Walmsley radio show, and that became a part of my daily commute, listening to Del on the radio, on podcasts, or just reading books about real estate investing. And also that same year in 2016, my wife and I had discussed about moving from an area like New York City where the cost of living is high and the quality of life is low, your return on time is not very good, to a place where we settled on this Raleigh, North Carolina, where there is a great return on time, higher quality of living, and lower cost. And in 2017, we made that move. We moved from New York City to North Carolina.
2017. So I'm curious, the Del Walmsley Radio Show, was that broadcasting in New York? Were you doing the podcast? How did you access Del?
Through the podcast.
Through the podcast.
A friend of mine introduced me to the podcast, started listening to him, was hooked on day one, started making it part of my daily commute because I had 2 hours on the train every day. And I was hooked from the beginning. I believed in pretty much all the insights that he had. I had no passive income other than stock dividends that would pay quarterly. So for me, I was like, how do I start building passive streams of income? And I had basically zero at the time, except for the stock dividends I was telling you about.
Now, so you guys moved to Raleigh in 2017. When did you become a member at Lifestyles Unlimited?
Also in 2017. We moved in June, and within a month of moving, I'd learned about a two-day seminar that was being offered in Atlanta. So I registered for that seminar, went for the weekend, soaked in the 16 hours of training, and the light bulb went off on day two in multifamily. Because what I learned that I'd never known before was that you don't need a W-2 job income to pay to qualify for the loan. It's the business that qualifies you. And what I'd like the listeners to understand is that when I left New York, I couldn't take a job with me. I had no W-2. We had proceeds from the sale of our house in New York. And my goal was to find a job in Raleigh where my commute time would be cut down from 3 hours a day in New York to 1 hour a day in Raleigh. But that never even happened. Once I went to the two-day seminar with Lifestyles, I decided I would take the rest of the summer off. I thought about possibly buying a franchise, but I waited until the summer cleared out, and I became a preferred member in September and used the rest of that year to utilize the educational resources, network, to go to local events when I could, and to begin my investing strategy.
Very interesting. You burned the bridges. You burned the ships. You said, hey, no going back.
Completely.
Very good. Hey, I'll tell you what, we're going to head into a real quick break. I want to explore your trajectory once you started investing, because although you said the light bulbs went off on day two with multifamily, looking at your resume, I see a couple of single families on there. I'm curious to know about those. And for the listener, we've mentioned the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Right now, you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. You can catch Del's show during the week at 11 a.m. Central Time. Go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, to learn where, or catch the podcast as well. We'll be back in just a moment.
Del Walmsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. I'm joined today by Gerard out of North Carolina. He's in Raleigh, North Carolina. He wasn't always in Raleigh, North Carolina. In fact, he and his wife made a big decision to escape from New York and the three-hour daily commute and find for themselves a better life. And they happened to couple that decision to move south with a decision to create some passive income with real estate. Now, if you have any questions for me today or for Gerard, the number here in the studio, it's 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. I do have that open right now. And just ahead of the break, Gerard, you were mentioning that you had the opportunity when you were in North Carolina to go just a little bit farther down the road to Atlanta, Georgia, to attend one of our two-day seminars. And this is a common way that potential investors become acquainted with the Lifestyles model. And more importantly, I think, is get an education, a very deep education into both single-family investing and multifamily investing. Single-family is what we talk about on day one. It's 8 hours of that. And day two, you come back, you hear about multifamily. Again, 8 hours. And you said those light bulbs, they were going off on day two, multifamily. But you did do some single-family investing as well. Let's hear just a little bit about the single-family and any takeaways you may have from that part of your progression.
So before I had joined Lifestyles, I had established a relationship with a turnkey single-family company in Memphis, Tennessee. I had bought a single-family with a partner back in 2016. It was cash-flowing a little bit. And the reason why I did that was, you know, I was getting my start and I was still working, and the numbers made sense in Memphis. It's a very good cash-flowing market. So what I had done early in 2018, by that time I had liquidated my 401k. I had a strategy where I was going to liquidate my retirement accounts over a three-year period between 2017 and 2019. So I got the ball rolling with that. That was the seed capital I had planned on using for my multifamily, but I wasn't finding the right deal. And I knew my goal was to replace my W-2 income. So in the first 4 months of 2018, I went out and purchased three single-family properties through this turnkey provider in Memphis. Because I didn't have a W-2, I couldn't qualify for conventional lending. I had to pay cash for these properties, but these are Class C properties, and that's basically the sweet spot in Memphis for the best return on your money. So the price range is between about $55,000 and $80,000. For these properties. And, you know, these homes are cash flowing, you know, with that alone. But between the three of them, I was getting about $1,500 to $1,600 a month in passive income. In addition to that, I was still looking for my first multifamily investment, and I did purchase that in June of 2018. And I also bought four passive deals in 2018.
Okay, that first multifamily, that's the IRO, the independent deal that we're going to get into.
I think it is.
Probably next segment. Okay. Do you still hold those three houses?
I don't hold the three houses. What I had done in 2019 was find a portfolio lender who allowed me to get a loan on the properties and pull out 70% of the equity, which allowed me then to reinvest that into more deals. And in 2020, I sold two of those properties. And just earlier this year in 2021, I sold the last one. The loan terms weren't the greatest. It was rather higher interest rate than what we're seeing now. So I wanted to get out of those deals and then repurpose the proceeds from those sales into other deals.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, the interest rates that we are seeing on multifamily investments right now are probably lower than what you had as part of that commercial loan, are they not, on those single family deals?
Yes, it's much lower now. I mean, when I refinanced in 2019, that rate was 5.8%.
Yeah, yeah. So for the listener, we're not going to get massively into details on the financing side, but again, because Gerard did not have an income, he could not qualify on that back end. The model you were following there with the turnkey means it's ready to go. Here's the key, turn it, let your resident in, you're done. So there's none of the rehab we do as investors at Lifestyles Unlimited. That rehab, by the way, is what helps us then capture equity gain or equity capture on the back end, which is value creation, which is probably what you did on that IRO, right? We'll get to that. And then we finance or refinance out of our bridge loan that we've used to acquire those properties into a conventional, into that Fannie Mae, very cheap money. But Gerard, you could not do that without an income. True story. Now you have other options. There are a lot of options out there where you can get financing. It doesn't have to be the Fannie Mae stuff. You can make this work. Absolutely, you can make this work, but the numbers may be a little bit different. So you've divested those and now shifted into the IRO. Before we get into that IRO, I want to maybe shift gears just briefly because you are in North Carolina. I want to hear a little bit about the market. You and I were chatting over the break. I think like we are seeing here in Dallas, I had an interview last week with Kevin from Atlanta. He said they're seeing the same thing there, just a massive influx of people. What are you seeing in North Carolina? How is the market there, be it single family, be it multifamily? What's going on from an investment perspective?
Well, I can tell you where I live now in Wake County. There's about 65 people a day are moving to the area. There's massive population growth. you know, we're seeing license plates from so many different states. I mean, people are leaving in droves from places like New York, New Jersey, California, Illinois. There's just massive job growth as well. Google and Apple are going to be making a presence here in the very near future, as well as Amazon. So you're going to be seeing, you know, increased wages, increased, you know, economic stimulus, and in turn, that's going to be bringing more people and increased rents as well.
So, and you're seeing a pretty good pop on the rents, are you not?
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe what rents are like, you know, now compared to when I moved here 4 years ago. A massive increase.
And thinking about the North Carolina market, you're in Raleigh. Where are you invested in there?
I'm invested in Asheboro, which is about 60 miles west, more central to the state. It's a tertiary market. It's captured in the Greensboro MSA. Asheboro has a smaller population, about 25,000 people. But what I'm seeing is that people living there are working in areas like in the Triad, in Greensboro, in High Point, in Winston-Salem. And rents in those three cities could be $500 or $600 more a month than what I'm seeing in Asheboro.
You're offering to the, you used the term earlier, Class C, which if you're new to the show, new to investing, you may hear us reference Class A, Class B, Class C, Class D, usually with respect to apartments. You may hear that in reference to houses as well, but that A is the tippity top, D is the very bottom. We like that stuff in the middle, the Class B and the Class C, which is that workforce housing. So essentially, you're able to offer a product, great product, at a little bit lower rent. Or are you going to try to catch that up with those surrounding markets?
I don't think that market can catch up at this point. I mean, the IRO deal that I bought in 2018, rents were below market when I took over a fully occupied property, and I was able to capture very good increases on new leases.
Got it. So tell you what, we're going to head into a break. And what I'm hearing again, across the South, great markets. You mentioned Tennessee. We now have a broker of record with Lifestyles Unlimited in Tennessee, by the way. So we're in Georgia. We're in Texas, obviously. We're in Arizona. We're now in Tennessee. We're in the Deep South, as well as Girard in North Carolina. Great, great markets across the board. Stay tuned, and we'll continue the conversation here in a moment.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. If you've missed any part of the show, want to catch something Girard said earlier in the program, or maybe missed it altogether, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. The program will be archived there, and you can also catch the Del Walmsley Radio Show there as a podcast as well, which is, in fact, where Girard got his inspiration years ago on that long, long commute in New York City. Hey, I got to get out of here. I got to find a better life. What did you say, Girard? A better return on your time. Cutting out that commute, essentially, which is a great notion. So, hey, I'm going to become a real estate investor, and it has paid off wild dividends. In fact, we're going to get into that first IRO deal that you did in 2018 here in this segment. And if you have any questions today, the number here is 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And as I hinted, Girard, at the start of the show, you know, my wife and I, we've been single family investors for a very long time. We've gone that progression that a lot of investors do. Maybe they don't have the capital to go into an IRO deal or to do a whole lot of passive investing in apartments. So we built our capital by way of those single family properties. Well, now we're enjoying those fruits and we're at a decision point. Do we do passive investing? Do we maybe become lead investors, or do we do what you've done and go that independent rental owner route, which means taking down an apartment community on our own? Something smaller in our case it would be. But so I'm curious to hear, What took you down that IRO path, and tell us about the deal that you picked up, and I'm real curious to hear those numbers as much as you're open to sharing anyhow.
Sure, Andy. Well, the reason why I went IRO is because I believed it was the fastest way to replace W-2 income. You get 100% of the return, 100% skin in the game as an IRO. You have no passive investors involved in the deal with you. You're also fronting 100% of the risk and 100% of your time. So the deal that I bought was 9 months after joining Lifestyles as a preferred member. I closed on a 16-unit deal in Asheboro, North Carolina, central to the state. 16 units, four fourplexes on the property. It was built in 1979, so Class C property. A little over $500,000 was the price on this property. What I liked about it was that it was fully occupied, so I knew I was going to be getting yield on day one. However, rents were about $50 below market. These are all two-bed, one-bath apartments, same floor plan, but this was a good-sized first deal for me. I was able to get financing from a small bank, community bank in the area. And from the beginning, I looked for ways to take care of deferred maintenance because this was a 40-year-old building. So we went in there and replaced all the windows. That was the first big project that we did. Replaced the roof. We improved the exterior lights at the buildings with LED. We put up handrails, one handrail per building. Resealed and restriped the parking lot. And then started to get into interior rehabs and really saw some nice rent increases. Some of the biggest ones I saw were 40 to 45%. Rent increases when we were able to get residents to leave or whether residents decided to leave on their own. So we saw anywhere between $5,000 to $7,000 on these rehabs, but went in there, put in either carpet or LVT flooring, resurfaced the tubs and shower surrounds, new vanities, countertops in the kitchen, black appliance package, light fixtures, you name it. And the rents when I took over the property, we're at $480 a door, and today they stand at about $730 a door. So,
oh, well, that is
a little over 50% rent increase in 3 years.
That is impressive. That is a big bump. And you mentioned LVP flooring. Is that the luxury vinyl plank?
It is, yes.
Okay, got it.
It's very durable, wow, and it's longer lasting than carpet. But because two of the units in each building, two units are on the second floor and two units are on the first floor, carpet on the second floor did make sense just with foot traffic and making it a little bit quieter for the residents underneath on the first floor.
Now, were you out there doing all the work yourself? How did you manage through all the CapEx there?
So I do a third-party management at this property, but I do like managing the rehabs. So I do get vendor discounts with suppliers like Lowe's and Home Depot, and I do like to work with some subcontractors directly and manage their timeline and negotiate costs, things like that. So I did work, not particularly like in the business doing the actual contracting work, but I did like to hire, instead of the third-party management company doing it, I felt like I could turn that around faster than they could. So managing the rehab projects was something that I enjoy doing and think I'm pretty good at.
Got it. So you've been in the deal now, what is this, right at about 3-4 years?
Just over about 3 years and 3 months now.
Okay, and how long? What are the future plans there?
Well, last year I was able to do a cash out refinance. We were able to generate just over 100% return on that cash out.
So that means everything you put into the deal in terms of cash into your investment, you've now gotten out by way of a cash out refinance. In other words, you've refinanced the loan, which is a non-taxable event, so no taxes due. you get to pocket
That's
all those
correct.
Funds, right?
That is correct. And what I did with those proceeds was I was able to catapult and into my second IRO deal with those proceeds, basically every penny of that. But from August of 2020 until today, I've now increased the value of the property another $500,000, and I'm under contract to sell the property, potentially looking to do a 1031 exchange to defer taxes on my next deal. And I've just recently looked at all the numbers from all the cash output between down payment, CapEx, and looking at all the cash flow on the property from day one, the refinance proceeds and what the sales proceeds look like, we're looking at about a 370% return in 3.5 years.
Wow. Did I hear that right? 370%?
You've got good ears, Andy. Yeah, that's right.
that is phenomenal. That is phenomenal. And to the listener, Gerard, he's created cash flow. He goes cash flowing from day one. You improve that cash flow even better by virtue of the process of going in and adding that LVP, that luxury vinyl plank in the carpet, making it shine, taking this 40-year-old asset and basically bringing it into the modern era. Windows, yeah, they seem a little pricey, but boy, they turn a property around and help with the energy efficiency, don't they, as well? And so now you've got a better cash flow. And as we know, the value of the apartments are driven by the very cash flow, by that net operating income. So that is why the value has catapulted the way that it has. 370%. I love to hear that. Now, see, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, do I want to go the IRO route? We've gotten into some passive deals, as I know you have as well. LEED is an option as well. And when I hear those numbers, boy, you know which direction I'm leaning.
I'm trying to convince you, Andy, it's the way to go. If you have the time to do it, I highly suggest doing it.
Okay. Now, this is in Asheboro, North Carolina. You said you took the proceeds from that refi and then got into a second IRO deal, right?
That is correct. And the second IRO deal is in a different market. It's in Rock Hill, South Carolina, which is captured in Charlotte. It's about a 30-35 minute drive from Charlotte, North Carolina. And it's a completely different type of deal. This deal that I got into, my second IRO deal, is a yield play. The deal in Asheboro, the 16 unit, is more of a value play because of the deferred maintenance and the lift that it needed to get rents to where they are now. The townhomes, 11 unit townhomes in Rock Hill, South Carolina, properties old as well, 1972. But the previous owner put over $200,000 of interior rehab work into it and had brought rents from $600 a door to $1,100 a door. And that's when I took over.
Wow.
And I've still been able to get rents up 5% in 9 months of ownership. And that's still behind what market rents could be. But I can't kick out everybody at once to try to do that. You know, we do small increases on renewals. And when there's an opportunity to vacate someone or someone leaves on their own, there is going to be a nice rent increase on those units.
So, and I think it's interesting because from an IRO perspective, you like you said, you've now touched both ends of the spectrum. If I think about multifamily, we've got a yield play, which is your latest purchase, which is cash flowing from day one. That's pretty much the idea compared to the value play that you bought earlier a couple years ago. Let's clarify that a little bit more. Explain that for the listener, because you have options when you invest in multifamily. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and coming to you back from the home base in Dallas, Fort Worth, but my heart, my mind, we're still out on the road. And for that reason, I'm joined today by a gentleman from North Carolina. Gerard has been an investor. He joined Lifestyles Unlimited in 2017. And in that time, boy, he's done some amazing stuff. He had a handful of single family properties now divested. He's taken down his first and then his second independent rental owner deal, meaning a small or in this case, smaller multifamily apartment communities that he's repositioning, in one case, repositioned to, in my mind, much aplomb, 370% return is just amazing. And now working on the second one. And Gerard, you're in a number of passive deals as well. Now, for the listener, if you're not sure which direction, we've heard single family, we've heard, you just mentioned passive. What is that? How? Well, that means you're not doing anything. You're just putting your money into the pot and waiting for the mailbox money. Gerard's an IRO, independent rental owner, and we've heard about leads. How do I decide which way to go? Well, you do what Gerard did years ago. He went to Atlanta, Georgia, went to one of our two-day financial freedom seminars. 2 days, 8 hours on day one, you get into single family investing. 8 hours on day two, you get into multifamily. That'll help you make your decision. And of course, as you progress, you may learn, just like my wife and I, hey, let's fine tune, let's go a little bit different direction now. And that's why, Gerard, I'm thrilled to hear your story with those numbers. That is just phenomenal. Now, ahead of the break, you mentioned your second IRO deal, which is in Rock Hill, South Carolina. You said it's more of a yield play compared to the prior deal, which was a value play. Can you explain just briefly what do those terms mean?
A yield play is essentially a deal where most of the heavy lifting is already done. And from the day that you take over and own the property, you're going to be getting at least an 8% return. The deal in Rock Hill has been generating a 12% return since I've taken over. I don't need as large an operating budget to manage deferred maintenance, because there really is no deferred maintenance. The previous owner had handled all those items. So the cash flow is solid. The ability to raise rents may not be there as great as a value play, where you can go in there and do a lot of the work, which will cost more capital to do that, but you can get a larger rent bump in a value play like that. So as I talked about earlier, the first project that I handled at is my 16 unit in North Carolina, which is the value play. I spent about $20,000 replacing 84 windows. So obviously that's going to cut into cash flow on the property, where I might not see any cash flow for 2 or 3 or 4 months, but it's adding value for the residents, and it's going to create an event where rents can be pushed further, because now I'm creating a better product for the residents there.
And that ultimately is
a larger operating budget as well. I mean, the operating budget for my NC property is now north of about $150,000 in capital improvements in 3+ years, where maybe I spent $8,000 to $10,000 on the South Carolina property.
And through that rent bump, you're creating that value, like we said ahead of the break, that the value of your apartment community is cash flow driven, like any business. Therefore, take up the rents or decrease, by comparison, decrease the expenses. By the way, putting in new windows, that may help that as well. Low flow toilets, all that good stuff to help on the expense side. Pushes up the value, and that's where the notion of a value play comes in. And in part, then, what do you do at the end of the, when you come to full cycle, you cash that out, either through a cash out refinance, which you've already done, to then reinvest, or you sell and pull that equity out as well. Now, you mentioned in an earlier segment the plan is to do a 1031 exchange. What does that mean? How are you going to employ that?
Well, it means that the proceeds from the sale of this property can be tax deferred when purchasing the next property. It means that I'll use a company where they will keep those proceeds in escrow, and I will need to find a deal that it must satisfy a minimum replacement value. And if I'm able to satisfy those requirements, as well as guidelines for identifying property and then closing on a property within a certain amount of time, then when purchasing a new property, all the taxes will be deferred, and there'll be a new stepped up basis on the new property.
So in other words, the capital gains tax that you would have paid, and you have considerable capital gains there, right? We've more than doubled
Absolutely.
The value. You're going to roll that capital gains hit into the next property. Now, at some point, maybe you get out of the game altogether. We're not avoiding taxes. We're deferring those. You pay at that point in time. So I was talking with one of the providers that does the 1031 or manages the 1031 exchange. 83% of people eventually get to that point where they finally cash out and pay the taxes. So it's just a deferral of that in the long run. Now, looking at your resume, we've got the couple of IRO deals. You had the handful of single family. You're also in a number of passive deals. When you're looking at a passive deal, you know, and this may be interesting for the listener, because they've heard about yield, they've heard about value. We have something in the middle called hybrid, which has a little of both. Is there a particular type of investment that you're targeting as a passive investor?
I typically like yield and hybrid plays. I look at deals where the hold period is not going to be much longer than 5 years, with an opportunity for a cash out in year three. You know, I look at passive deals as like, you know, kind of like icing on the cake, almost like a quarterly bonus that you receive. You're not thinking about it, and then boom, you receive mailbox money, almost like those quarterly dividends I would receive when I was a stock investor, except on a way larger level, with great tax benefits and opportunities for tax-free cash-out refis. So I'd like to sprinkle in passive deals when I can, maybe two a year, or if I skip a year, then, you know, two every other year, in addition to my IRO deals, and just be strictly invested in multifamily. The future for multifamily is still looking great. And I like to invest with operators who I know, like, and trust. There's a lot of good ones in the Lifestyles Network, and, you know, I think it's important to get on a lot of lists so you can see deals that fit your criteria. And, you know, make sure you don't keep that money in debt equity. Take that money out and make sure you have something on the sidelines to use to invest.
Exactly right. Debt equity. If you're sitting on a paid off house, that's debt equity. If you have a rental property where you've been paying down the mortgage for 10, 12 years, that's debt equity. Now is a great time with interest rates where they are to cash that out and get into these very types of deals. If you don't want to lift a hammer, if you don't want to manage a crew of subcontractors, as Gerard has done in North Carolina, get into those passive deals. Great for you if you're bumping around in an RV, by the way. Now, Gerard, you mentioned the future. I'm curious. So you took some pretty extreme measures, burned the bridges, as we said, fled New York City, referencing a movie, of course, but got to a better place, cost of living-wise, time-wise. Cashed out the 401ks. How that has to take a pretty massive mindset shift. How did you get there? How has Lifestyles helped you get there? Let me ask it that way.
I think part of it was when I had left New York and was looking at joining Lifestyles, and I said, well, I just turned 40 years old. I could wait another 20 years and watch my retirement plans just, you know, go up and down, totally speculative. I'm going to pay the taxes either way, whether I pay the taxes now or pay the taxes in 20 years. The only difference is that, you know, you have to pay the penalty for early withdrawal. And I looked at this model and said, wow, you know, as an apartment operator, as an IRO, I can, you know, force appreciation by being a sophisticated operator. And it won't take very long before I can recoup, you know, those lost funds. I was able to double my net worth in about 2.5 to 3 years after my first investment, as well as replacing my W-2 income. So I bought back my time from corporate America, which allows me to spend more quality time with my family. And I don't have to worry about commuting 3 hours a day, always being on the hamster wheel, you know, looking at a schedule to see what time the train's going to depart or arrive, or whatever the case might be. And I don't have to worry about waking up to an alarm clock. So, I mean, Lifestyles has just provided so many benefits to my life. And I'm still rather young in my early to mid-40s here, and I just see this as a great path to invest for the next 25 or 30 years.
Yeah, it's great to hear. I'm like you. I'm in my mid-40s as well, wow, just again, to the listener, if you missed the earlier part of the show, you're going to want to catch some of what Gerard said, especially around his first IRO deal. Just impressive, impressive numbers. 370% return projected, right? You're still working through the sale. But if you missed any part of the show, go to lifestylesunlimited.com and go to the radio tab. This will be archived there. And while you're there, if you're not sure, I don't know, real estate, maybe is that for me? There's a free workshop button. Join, register for that. It's an hour and a half of your time. You'll learn a little bit more at a kind of an entry level sort of information about Lifestyles and how we make money with our investments. And if that sounds good, then be sure to get to that 2 day that Gerard mentioned as well. Now, Gerard, you and I spoke. We met at the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo right here in Irving. Have you heard the 2022 is planned already?
Yes, I believe it's in Houston next March.
That's mid-March. Right.
Should be a great event as always. Love hearing Dell's talking points about what his predictions are for the real estate investing and the economy in general. And it's just great to network with people who I consider friends now. You know, we're like-minded. We're investing. We're doing great things for our family, for the legacy for our family. And just a lot of learning as well. Great classes and vendors teaching different subjects about real estate investing. And I'm a lifelong learner, so I enjoy that.
place to be, place to learn, place to, like you said, network. It's where I had the opportunity to meet you, hear your initial story, and again, I'm inspired. This has been a great conversation. If you want to learn more about that expo, go to LifestylesUnlimitedExpo2022.com. It's March 17th through 19th in, like you said, Houston, Texas. And Gerard, hey, thanks for joining me today all the way from North Carolina, and I thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.